Well, we take a short meditation break like this in the morning. It gives us an opportunity to gather our thoughts wherever they've been scattered since the last time we meditated. It's like a flock of birds. You see them flying around, this huge flock, and then when they settle down, they can often settle down in a very small spot. So think of your thoughts settling down right now. If you're going to think about the breath. Think about the mind here in the present moment. As I say, survey the body, survey your mind. Because when there are problems of bringing the body and the mind together, sometimes the problems are with the breath and sometimes they're with the mind. If the issue is with the mind, cut through a couple of things that you recognize, that these are problems that you've been thinking about and have got you all stirred up. And learn to look at them in a way that dismantles the stirring. Remind yourself that you don't have to get all tied up about little tiny things. And even some things that may seem big, if you get a larger perspective, that allows you to see that even they are small. This life of ours is very short. It's good to go out and look at the canyon, say, in the Utah, and realize that, you know, that centimeter there, they're talking about millions of years of deposition of the sand. And where would your lifetime be in that? It wouldn't be even equal to a grain of sand. This is one of the reasons why we go into the wilderness, is to get a sense of how large the wilderness is as opposed to how small our lives are. Of course, back in the time of the Buddha, it had a lot more of an impact because the wilderness really was a lot larger. Nowadays, wilderness is just little postage stamps here and there surrounded by civilization. But there are still places you can go and get a sense of the vastness of it all. And just look at that mountain over there. Think of all the forces that build it up and how long it took for Mount Palomar to become a mountain. And how small your life is in terms of that. So the issues of your life, you learn to see them as very small and as not that big and not that weighty. That helps you get past a lot of things that would otherwise stir up the mind. So survey the body, survey the mind. And wherever the fit isn't quite right, okay, check to see if it's an issue of the body or an issue of the mind. Being aware that it's not just a technique we're doing here, we're training the whole mind. And sometimes the training requires that you get your sense of value straightened out as well.